'Twas the night of the tree lighting, and near the White House, many commuters were stirring, rushing home to their spouse. A route ill-conceived, without alternates or care, in hopes that traffic would flow freely here to there. But the cars were gridlocked for blocks ahead, with views of brake lights abeam and widespread. Beyond the south lawn, there arose such a clatter, the Christmas tree road closures were the fact of the matter. Out my rear window, I saw a bright flash. A red light camera clicks, and away goes some cash. When what out my passenger side did appear, but a white-knuckled driver, his car in low gear. The old driver was confident, lively, and quick. I knew in a moment his plan would be slick. Steadfast as ever, at throngs he took aim, and he whistled, shouted, cursed, and called names. Now driver, now cabbie, now biker and walker. Move Honda, move Ford, move scooter and jaywalker. Outbound to the freeway from the National Mall. Winter getaway, getaway, getaway all. I followed with haste, hoping his course was profound. Down the 9th Street Tunnel, crawling farther southbound. From his tailpipe came smoke through gritted teeth, circling his red truck like a giant gray wreath. But the wink of his eye and the twist of his head soon let me know I had much less to dread. Weaving between cars, he did most of the legwork, then accelerated firmly and merged with a jerk. Laying off his horn, our speed gradually rose, and giving a nod, sticking with the lane that he chose. On the key bridge, he gave one final whistle, and away we all drove like the down of a thistle. But I heard him exclaim as he drove out of sight, "If you plan for the tree lighting, you will have a good night."